lady, but in fact it was this shiny black leather accessory that became her most iconic trademark. A member of her cabinet once said that she used the handbag not as a shield, but as a weapon. Thanks to Margaret Thatcher, the word handbagging has entered the English language to describe the former Prime Minister's abrasive style in dismissing those she disagreed with or who incurred her displeasure. This particular bag, made by the firm Asprey of Bond Street in London, was used by Margaret Thatcher for more than 30 years. It was large enough to hold state papers when required. Partly because of this, the handbag was expected to fetch up to $160,000. In the event, it went for only a quarter of that sum. 40 grand is still quite a lot of money for a purse, but could it be that the Iron Lady's handbag is finally losing some of its power?